Judaism is a religion, a spirituality to serve God, thousands of years old. Zionism is only around 100 years old. It is the transformation from religion to nationalism, to materialism, created by non-religious Jews who hated the religion. And they really didn't want Judaism. They didn't even want to make their state in Palestine, only in Uganda at the first meetings. The reason they used the name Israel, the Star of David, hijacking, stealing the identity of Judaism and the Jewish people, is in order to get a legitimacy for their existence, that people should say, oh, God gave, it's God given to them, and that they should put fear and intimidate people from speaking up against their actions because they'll call them anti-Semitic.
Yeah.
It couldn't be anything further from the truth. As I say, the best friends of the Jewish people is Turkey. The best friends of the Jewish people is all the Muslim countries who've helped the Jews all the time when they ran away from their problems in other lands. So how could you say this? It's something totally different. It's a political, selfish, flawed movement called Zionism that has no legitimacy to exist. It's against the Torah. Maybe just say one thing. It's against the Torah in its essence. The concept for Jews to have a state is expressly forbidden in the Torah, in the Jewish teaching, since the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago. We were told by the Almighty in a prophecy of King Solomon and that we are forbidden to have our own entity, our own state, our own kingdom, even in an uninhabited land. And this was held by all Jews around the world for thousands of years. And it makes it worse, compounds the sin, the crime in having the state, because this state of Israel that these nationalists wanted, made it in Palestine, made it in a land that was inhabited by the majority Muslim people, by the Palestinian people. So to steal their land, to kill, to oppress, to banish them from their homes, it flies in the face and contradicts everything of the Torah that says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, that one has to emulate God, be compassionate. So they've used our identity to rebel against God and to desecrate God's name and to create a rift between Jews and Muslims and to make a river, an endless river of blood for the Muslims, for the Palestinian people, and anti-Semitism for the Jews and death for the Jews also. This is unfathomable and unacceptable in no manner.
Is it true that you are against the whole concept of Israel as a state?
That is not only, when you say I am, this means the Jews who are true to the Torah across the board in every part of the world, all the rabbinical authorities opposed Zionism from day one. As soon as they came up with the concept, the chief rabbis, we have documents, historic documents, the chief rabbi of the chief rabbi of Palestine was approached by the United Nations in 1947, and he wrote, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. And this was in 1947, July, and then 3 months later, they saw that they're being ignored by the United Nations. Yeah. And so he sent another letter to the Secretary General Lake Success, and he said, we plead with you, at least leave us to the Secretary General, the Jewish Orthodox community comprising 60,000 souls in Jerusalem, objects to the plea of including Jerusalem in the Jewish state that they want to create. Our community demands that Jerusalem be an international zone under your protection, and its residents be free citizens of the international zone. So they said, at least leave us this part. And they were ignored till today. Jews demonstrate, and I think it's important to see, Jews demonstrate and they're getting constantly, till today, they made demonstrations and they're getting beaten by the Zionist police. People can see this is an ongoing, people being beaten by the demonstrations. We have many on NKUSA, you can see the ongoing beating of by the Zionist police because they demonstrate against the state, and because they demonstrate against the state's willfully ignoring the laws of the Torah. They dig up graves. They want a highway. They dig up graves. It doesn't bother. It's against the God, against the holiness of the soul. In Muslim countries, they don't do that. Muslim countries respect the Jewish graves. They dig up graves now of thousands of years old. And because they don't believe in the soul, they don't believe in God.
Yeah.
And And what they're doing to the people in Gaza and Palestine is because they've taken God out of the equation. They are ready to sacrifice on the altar of Zionism to attain their goal of a land, anything that stands in the way. So the Jewish people's souls are snatched. They con people into supporting them, and they're doing what they're doing, the Nakba, to the people of Gaza and Palestine. We sent a delegation of rabbis to Palestine, to Gaza, just this summer. We went there. We brought them aid, and we embraced them and said, our hearts are with you. We feel your suffering. This is against God, against the Torah, and against the will of the Jewish people who are true to God. We pray for speedy and peaceful dismantlement of this impediment to peace, the state of Israel that has no legitimacy, that has caused the rift